Alice at 97.3's Sarah
Hi,
and Vinny.
Moz.
Hi, Sarah. Hi,
nice
guys.
Nice to see you.
Just seeing you.
I want to start by saying thank you for coming in semi-randomly. Like, you don't have a show tonight that you're promoting.
No, exactly.
This is a true friendly stop by.
I'm like the I'm the neighbor on the sitcom, and I just came in to see what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, what are you guys up to?
What's going on here? Where's the cereal? Hey.
Like, I don't know. If I didn't have to get up, I'd still be in bed at 8 o'clock. Come on.
Well, I had to go. I was in town last night. I did a show for incoming freshmen at UC Berkeley. And then I was on my way to the airport, and Yuzette said, "You want to come by?" I said, "Sure."
Why not?
I'm here.
And you're supposed to say, "I love you guys."
Well, I do love you guys. That's a given.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I like to hear it. I get, you know, even givens need to be said sometimes.
I love you.
I wrote a song about it.
I love you.
Oh, now it's a duet.
Yeah.
What do you mean the freshman at Berkeley? Did Berkeley hire you, or you just...
No, near the campus.
Yeah.
Well, so there was a freshman at Berkeley. Was like, "Bro, you want to do a joke?" I guess, "Sure, do a show." No, I went to Cal. I graduated from Cal. I'm an alumni. I gave their commencement speech last year.
Oh,
that was
nice.
Crazy. 45,000 people.
You did the commencement.
Moi. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Hold on.
So that's in the stadium, right?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So it's crazy. I love Cal. I had some great years at Berkeley, and I love the student. I just went in last night to do the show for them, and it's amazing. I really think that it's such a diverse place, and they're really exceptional in terms of their, you know, at one point I was talking about protesting. Mm. I go, "Has anyone here protested?" Half the audience. Yeah. I go, I love you guys. I wasn't that into stuff when I was that age.
Right.
So anyway, so last year, they you know, when they ask me to do stuff, I always do it.
Well, it is Berkeley.
Yeah. It is.
No, but it's home of protests.
But listen, it's great because I was saying, actually, so as a comedian, I get nervous performing for a room filled with 17 and 18 and 19-year-olds. And the main reason is because the references, this is, the light bulb went off maybe 5-6 years ago. I was on stage in Los Angeles at the Laugh Factory. I did a joke where I referenced Marlon Brando.
Mm.
And I look out and there's a couple of like 20-something-year-olds just blankly staring at me.
Right.
And I go, "You know Marlon Brando?" They go, "No." I go, "The Godfather."
Boy.
They go, "Oh, that dude." I go, "You don't call him that dude. What are you? Marlon Brando. You don't..." It was...
Brando.
Brando, Marlon Brando. It was... I should have known it was Bazzini all along. Anyway, so let's talk about references. Listen, the point is...
All the old people are laughing their asses off right now.
Yeah. Actually, what was interesting was I realized... So I started Cal 1989, almost 30 years ago.
Oh, boy.
And so I did the math. I go, "Wait a minute. When I got in, I said, if they had a guy come and do stand-up for me, and he was like, 'I went here in 1959. I'd be like, "Who is this guy?" So last night I was so nervous going in. And then they got it. It was amazing.
Good.
So yeah. You didn't have to dumb it down for them.
I didn't dumb it down at all.
You didn't do all Drake jokes.
No, I actually, at one point I mentioned that, Drake doesn't sing, who sings Kiki? You guys are talking
about
Drake.
Oh,
yeah.
That is Drake, right?
Yep.
Do you like this? Tell the truth.
I hate it. I don't like it.
Don't lead the witness. Say you love it. I love it, Moz. I love it.
No. No.
Brandon Newman, I actually think they secretly hate Drake, but they, because I'm not into them, Vinny's not into them, they're like, "Oh no, he's the best. He's a genius."
I like Drake for what I've heard he does. Like, I guess whatever he bought people the groceries, or he seems like a good guy.
Yeah,
like,
but he made it a video
called God's Plan. Yeah. God's Plan.
He wrote it all off on his taxes.
Well, yeah. That's funny. He did.
God's Plan.
Hey, just keep naming Drake songs. We'll keep playing them, bro.
That's my one issue, though, is when he sings, it sounds like he's not really, like, he sounds lazy about it. He's like, "God's Plan. I had some plans on the whole level." I don't know. That part of it is... I guess that's the way now, though.
That's all the kids do that. It's super.
About that.
We were. It's funny. Like, they don't fully pronounce words anymore.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
It's almost like they're like, "Well, if you like me enough to listen, then you can figure it out on your own."
Bob Dylan would have done great in this with these new kids. Mm. In a man, God's plan. God's plan. Right? He would have been.
He would have been right in the pocket.
Good point. It's
love
not
it.
New.
Yeah.
It isn't new, is it?
I'm going to buy your groceries and videotape it. Man.
Hey, has pot being legal in California been good for comedy?
I honestly don't know, because I think people that smoked pot smoked it before and would come to the show regardless.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think.
Good point.
You know what? Actually, again, I was going through memory lane last night down there, because I was going, wait a minute, you guys, now pot is legal. Which, by the way, the guy that was that had me come said, listen, we just made smoking illegal on campus, just in general. So that avoids the pot talk. It's just no smoke. But I remember when I was at Cal, they used to have smokeouts to protest and wanted to legalize
it.
Pot.
Right.
What, are you going to arrest all of us? It's the whole school.
And now I'm going, what?
So that's your kind of protest, is what you're saying. He's like, I'm not a protest guy. Oh, but I did go to the pot protest.
Well, the question, though, is like, what are those guys doing now? Like, now it passed. Like, I wonder if they're like, oh, dude, it worked. Like, because, you know, like.
Now they're doing, like, cocaine protests.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. They're
snorting at Sproul. Snorting on Sproul Plaza. No, man. I think the thing I noticed about pot legalization was, before it was legalized in California, I would do shows in Denver, and then I would compare the mood in Denver after a comedy show, meaning late night, midnight, 1 o'clock, when you're walking through the streets of Denver, versus the mood. Let's say I did a show in the Gaslight District in San Diego. And the mood in San Diego, where it was not legal, it was, people were just drunk, and there was fights ready to break out. I mean, it was scary. I was like, oh my God, something's going to happen. I had that same thing happen in Tempe, Arizona. I was walking through the streets after a show. And I go, man, some dude was like with a knife. I was going, this is crazy. I go to Denver. I swear to God, everybody was so relaxed.
Mellow.
Even you went to the bar, the club, you know, sometimes the bouncers got attitude. Bouncer was like, hey, bro, what's up? Want to come in? Let's do this. I'm like, man, this legalized pot thing is a great thing.
Nice to see.
You know? So anyway, I'm not that big of a pothead. I just think it helps.
You know, it's funny, because since they legalized it, like, I've tried to, you know, because I just of my own free will, I'm like, it makes me paranoid. I don't like it. It's ruined my night a few times.
Yes.
Like, I just don't smoke it. So 25 years ago, this would have been great.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, all right, I'll try a couple things. And sure enough, they ruined my night. I'm totally paranoid. It's all the same reasons that I stopped it in the first place. So
Sarah,
I'm like, have at it, kids. But
I'm 100% like that. I was always paranoid on it and the sort. And it's funny, because as we're getting older, I think that things also change. Again, I was driving. I live in LA now. I was driving, and there was a debate going on. I guess some congressman or someone is trying to introduce extending bar hours till 4 a.m. in Los Angeles.
Mm.
And my first instinct was like, hell yeah. And then my second instinct was like, wait a minute, I'm not up that late. Then there's going to be kids and drunk people. And I go, that's a horrible idea.
I'm leaving for work in the hours they're talking about.
Yeah. And so I was like,
I don't need them driving home from the bar at that point.
I'm officially getting, exactly. You're
right.
Like, I'm not gonna.
It's official.
Yeah. So.
And you're only still in your 40s.
I'm 46. Yesterday, as I was walking in the hotel, one of the employees saw me, goes, dropping off a kid? And I was like, no, here to do a show. My kids are 10 and 7. They're children.
Someday I might drop them off, but how dare you suggest that I'm old enough to have a kid going to Cal?
And then I did the math, and I realized I could have a grandkid going to Cal.
Well, you could. I mean, technically.
Jared Goff, who was the quarterback for Cal, who's now the Rams quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Because I watch the football games all the time. When I first saw him throwing these bombs, I go, wow, who is this guy? Looked him up. He was born in 1993. That's the year I graduated. So I could have had him as my child, and now he's a professional football player. He could have a kid. I could be Grandpa Maz.
Absolutely.
Depressing.
No, it's actually, you should look at it the other way. You're not a grandfather.
I'm not a grandfather.
You're not. You've got probably, I mean, at least 10 years, right? Let's
at
hope
least
for the
10.
Best.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Because I have the same problem. You've grown your beard out and you have some gray in there.
Bro, I know
what. That's what that is.
Yeah, no, I usually shave this anyway. I just decided to let it out, and then I started looking like a Persian Santa Claus. But I'll tell you.
It's the gray in your beard, because your face, you don't look old. Like.
Yeah, it's Santa Claus. Listen, let me just tell you something.
That was so good.
Thank you. I'm here. I'm here to entertain all immigrants.
North
and,
Theater,
and
September 8th.
I'm back at North Theater, September 8th. Come see my stand-up,
so
people.
You do have something to promote, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I will be back September 7th doing the Crest Theater in Sacramento, September 8th doing the Norse Theater.
Where's the Norse Theater? I don't know where this is.
It's just north of here. If you just go north, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Like, did I miss? Did he say north or north?
Yeah.
It is not the sauce. It is north of here. It's north of wherever you are.
No,
it's
north.
Just N-O-U-R-S-E. And Human just told me today that it's owned by NPR.
Well, I think, yeah, they've got like a close association. Didn't think you'd repeat
which,
that.
That excited me, because that's like public radio has no money, and I go, they own something. Yeah. That's in this day and age for them to have a theater.
It's fantastic.
I'm very happy for them. So yeah, September 8th, I'm gonna come out do my stand up.
In San Francisco?
It's yeah. in San Francisco. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's a big room too.
Big room, like 1,500 people. Great. Gonna have a party. You guys,
well, you have a zillion followers on. I was looking at your social media.
I just
which
hit
is
a
super
zillion.
Boring, by the way. Man.
I just hit a zillion.
Did you hit a zillion?
Yeah, yeah.
You're about to hit 100,000.
I'm about to hit 100.
You know that you could be making. You had a thing up there, and I was gonna ask you this. You had like a head face
the bald thing. Yeah,
bald thing.
Yeah.
So that you can shave. It's like a shaving cream or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm looking for the hashtag ad. Like, dude, you could be making 10 grand for that.
See, I didn't know that.
Well, now I'm trying to tell you, you're an influencer. If you have more than 30,000 followers, there's like a whole nother tier of stuff that you can, I wouldn't know how to do it, but you could look into it.
I'm going to look. You know what happened was,
there's real money to be made.
Yeah,
there.
So these guys, they're shaving cream
this
and
balm
all the,
stuff,
balls,
right?
Yeah. So they contacted me and they go, hey, this is a company. Can we send you some products?
I said, it for free.
So they sent me the products. I tried. I go, this is great.
You did it for free, dude.
I did it for free. But you know what I was thinking of doing? Because I really like the product. Because I honestly am not a big product guy.
Yeah.
So for the longest time for shaving, you shave?
I do.
Yeah. So I always used like a Gillette foam or something, mm-hmm. which is fine. But once in a while, you get the cuts. And so I got this thing that they sent me. It was a shaving cream, and I used it. And I go, oh, my God, this is no cuts, and it's smooth. And so for the first time in my life, I was like, I was into this product. So I actually contacted them. I really like this product. They go, oh, would you mind posting? And I posted something, of course.
For free.
But what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to contact them and go, yo, let's take this to the next level. Like, yeah. I actually want to come up with funny ads for them. Like, they're kind of just
sitting
there.
You got to put hashtag ad in there. That's apparently the only
Is that what it is? Hashtag ad? And then
do a million hashtags. Hide ad in there.
Look at you go.
So that's what the people do.
Did Human conduct a class for you on
no,
Sunday
I was
night
reading
one time?
Something on the Kardashians and how much money they're making. I mean, listen, they've
that's
got
crazy.
A zillion,
yeah.
a true zillion
yeah,
followers.
True zillion. Yeah, yeah.
But 100,000 followers is nothing to sneeze at.
Let me ask
and you
this.
Have the check mark, which I'm super jealous
so
of.
So wait, let me ask you this. So if you put hashtag ad, whether they ask you or not, that means that you're going to get money somehow?
No. You have you're to have a deal
it's
with
like
them.
A,
deal
it's with like them. A disclosure.
Yes, I can't just be like,
I'm disclosing that I'm making money after
okay,
this.
And it depends on how many followers you have. Like, if you have 5 grand, they'll send you, like, you could do McDonald's if you have 5 grand, but you got to get this particular kind of sandwich, and they pay you for that. If you have 10,000 followers, so obviously the more followers you have, the bigger the product.
Are you
and the
telling
more
me
money.
Someone with 5,000 followers can get yeah. money from McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're
That's
saying it
incredible.
Isn't
yeah.
necessarily a deal you've worked out with them. They actually have it in place.
It's through the company. Yeah. Oh. I was trying to look it up on my phone because I was looking it up myself.
Dude, find
it's
out
like
how much
how
you get
pays,
for 100,000.
How it pays. You can find it on online, but yeah. Totally
hold on,
get
go
paid.
Back though.
Get
so you're a
paid.
Head shave guy,
yeah,
and you were using the gel foam.
I was just for the longest time. It worked. It was no big deal. The foam.
It's
just,
a big yeah. That stuff's awful.
Well, the gel. Well, let's take it easy. Take it easy.
I use. I've told you a million times the Kiss My Face cream.
Oh,
that's good, huh?
Yeah, it's just well because the foam just.
I thought it looked funny. My kids liked it. I used to have my daughter put it on. She loved putting the. I said, guys, come on, let's do it. And a couple of times, they would just put shaving cream all over my head and my face. I'm like, oh, this is cool. And I was like, what a great dad, right? Hey. And then
I'm a comedian
and
for
then
real.
I would get cut up, and I'd be like, ah, damn it. So
I'm bleeding from the head again.
Yeah, yeah. But the kids enjoyed it.
Sure.
And now I got this cream, man. So I won't say their name unless they pay me.
Yeah, right. Don't
hashtag
do it.
Hashtag pay money. Me. Well, that was funny. Is you're gonna now on my Instagram, you're gonna see me. You're gonna see me at McDonald's all day long.
I'm gonna start looking right.
I just had a McDonald's McSandwich. Hashtag great, blessed, happy.
Pay
ad,
me.
Ad. And hidden in the middle.
Yeah, you got to do a bunch of hashtags.
What happened to Maz Jobrani? He spends all day in McDonald's just eating different sandwiches.
And then at home, shaving his head with that cream.
Shaving his head with it. Yeah. And he never leaves the house.
Why would he?
Why would he? He's 800 pounds and he's shaved.
Right?
Yeah.
And rolling in it.
Rolling in the
Dying
dough.
I don't know what you can make with 100,000 followers. That's amazing.
So crazy. What a crazy world
and
we're living in.
The other crazy thing is that very few people... you know, really get to have their own name. Like, you're full on, you don't have to say the real Maz Jobrani. You're Maz Jobrani.
Well, Who Man just showed me there was two dudes who took Maz Jobrani and they added an eye. One guy added one eye and the other guy added two eyes at the end of my name. So it's Maz Jobrani and Maz Jobrani. So those are my pretenders.
Yeah.
How interesting.
You should get on that.
Maz has the check mark, the blue check mark.
Right,
so
I know.
The
blue check mark is...
Yo,
that's like Hooman has one of those. I'm super jealous,
bro. This should be a way to have one of those in real life, like a pin or right. Just a check mark on your head.
Verified.
I'm you the are real, not kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, you should get a tattoo of that, like on the back of your head, just like the blue check mark.
If someone goes, "Are you really?" Yes. Hello.
I am who I am.
Check mark.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, verified.
Maz.
Yeah.
It is called Popular Pays.
Popular Pays. I'm gonna look into
what
that.
What can we get? Look up what we can get.
What's the breakdown? Because I know, like, on YouTube, like, if somebody clicks your video, you get 0.00001 cent per click.
And apparently, they even changed it so that people are getting even less money. Remember that girl who was a couple months ago? I can't remember what happened. Like, she killed herself, I think, over it.
What?
She was making money.
Yeah, the Persian girl, remember?
Yeah.
Well,
she was making money doing all these like Persian dancing.
You know the Persian girl that went to YouTube
workout things
from LA.
Oh yeah, she went. That's what it was. She went.
You don't
to
know
YouTube
about this?
Oh right. I heard about
guns,
this.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In San Bruno,
and she was mad because she had been formerly. She'd been making real money off of YouTube, and then they changed the rules, and all of a sudden she's getting like you know nothing.
Holy moly!
I know.
Jeez Louise, my kids, my daughter's 7, so she sometimes watches that lady who unwraps gifts. Have you seen this lady?
Yeah. I have not.
All she does, I think she's got a high-pitched voice. I think I've seen it in passing.
Is it a little kid?
Hey, no, it's a lady, and hey, look at this, I got a box, and I'm going to unwrap it. And kids just sit there
it's
and watch
these hands.
It's the
biggest thing. My kid does it all the time.
Yeah.
Or the surprise. I've told you this on the air many times. She'll watch videos of surprise eggs.
Oh, those you told us about.
They uncrack the egg, and whatever's in there, they take it out, and they talk about it, and then they, okay, we're going to open another egg now.
Holy moly.
Another egg?
Open.
And how old's your
she's
kid?
She's 4.
Yeah.
I watch it all the time. Like, I have to rip it from her.
Who, man, you think if I do a video of, like, of returning items, like, would Persians watch?
Like, you know, that like a Persian thing?
So, no, the Persian thing is my mom to this day, like, when we'll go into Nordstrom's, wherever, she'll start negotiating the price. Like, that never, like, that does not leave her DNA.
Yeah.
She'll be like, what if I buy two of these? Can you give me that third one for free?
And do they ever say yes?
No, but she
should look at all the seams and be like, there's a few threads here.
I'm 43 years old. I'm still embarrassed when I stand next to her while she like does a purchase. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, we could be at 7-Eleven. We could, you know.
Yeah. You can't believe it's coming out of their mouth.
You're like,
does it ever work?
Sometimes.
So then there you go.
My aunt.
Saving money.
My aunt did that. We were in Italy and we went to this you know, high, couture, whatever. This
really
an elegant boutique. And my aunt didn't speak Italian. That dude didn't speak English or
Farsi.
Or Persian or Farsi. And she was, the way she would negotiate, okay, whatever, how much? And the guy, $1,500. Okay, you give me 500. No, señora, 1500. Okay, no. Okay, so I come back. Okay, 750. He's not even negotiating with her. She's negotiating on her own. No, señora, 1500. Okay. So 800, I come. You make ready, get package, go. And she would walk out. And the dude, I would look back, and the dude was like, his jaw dropped. And he'd go, what just happened? And in all honesty, I swear to God, one of the guys gave in. He goes, okay, fine. You go, come back. Go, you come back, I have ready. And it worked. It was.
Well, there you go. She paid almost half price for it.
And Brilliant. The other, does your family make you pull over every time someone's selling fruit on the side of the road?
My family, well, the kids like the fruit, so.
Oh, man, so
I gotta,
they do.
Yeah,
this is Persian stuff?
Yeah. No, I think, no, in L.A., there's fruit guys every block.
Yeah, during strawberry season, I'm going to pull
they're
over.
Here, too. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to feed my kids. It's not a Persian thing.
I like how Maz says your name.
I know. Say it. It's funny.
Yeah, Hooman.
Hooman. Hooman.
Yeah, that's the correct way to say it.
Yeah. You guys don't call me that. Don't call
I'm
me that.
I'm calling you.
You don't have the right accent. It's not. It sounds
you
weird.
Hooman. You
guys
nailed
say
it.
Hooman.
I have
Hooman.
A friend who's
Maz,
Persian.
Why do you tell him these
Hooman.
Things?
He just.
We already knew this,
bro.
Hooman.
Bro.
My
next
Persian
level.
Friend says Hooman every time I see him. He always asks me Hooman, and I just laugh. Hey, do you watch Shahzad Sunset?
I do not watch Shaw's
oh my
Obsessed.
God. Is that a protest thing, like, for Hooman?
I watched, I think, one or two episodes. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, I just don't like reality shows.
Yeah.
It's fingernails on the chalkboard to me. So,
for example... There's a couple things you would appreciate on there.
Oh, I'm sure. No, I wouldn't want a reality show. I would feel weird. I've had people say, oh, we're doing a little segment and whatever. We want to do a 5-minute segment interview on for some show. Uh-huh. And I go, okay, sure, let's do it. And then when they're following me in the streets, it just always feels weird with camera people around you. So I wouldn't want a reality show.
It seems like a lot more work.
Mm. It is a lot of work.
You'd think it would just be easy, but they set up all these scenarios. And
you have to
fake
be
drama.
Yeah. Like I was just at the Just for Laughs festival. It was just a comedy festival in Montreal. Uh-huh. And Netflix did a funny thing, and they got like maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 comedians that are on Netflix, and they had us pretend to be in a house together. They called it Joke House. So that was fun.
So you had to do like the diary room things.
Diary room.
Oh,
and they gave us all kind of a character. Like they said to me, they go, okay, you're the anal retentive guy. So you show up early and you set up a calendar for shower times and all this stuff. And then, of course, all the comedians are going to mess it up. So then they have me starting very pleasant. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. And then by the end, I'm cussing everybody out. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know. And then, anyway, that was fun.
Is that available somewhere to watch?
They're going to cut it into trailers. They want to use it to promote their specials. So there was a handful of us that have specials on there. So they're going to just, you know.
Do you have a Netflix special?
I got a Netflix special.
Oh, how
nice.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, Netflix is doing so much for comedy. Like, I literally sit down and be like, look at all that.
It is killing it.
Let's do
this. It's amazing because there's so much. Did you see the one Nanette? Did you see that lady? That was the talk of the most, you know, the summer basically for stand-up comedy. So her name is Hannah Gatsby. She's out of Australia and it's called Nanette, and she starts with a lot of just jokes and stand-up.
Is she the blonde with their hair like pulled
no,
back really tight?
No, that's Eliza Schlesinger.
Oh, okay.
And she's very funny, and she's had a few on there. But this Nanette one is this lady from Australia, and she starts, as she keeps going, she starts talking about her experiences. Yeah, so she gets really serious, and it becomes a one woman show basically, and it's one of those things where you're gonna.
But it's compelling, and people are into it.
You got to get through. Like at first, I was like, "Oh, this is just stand up," and then eventually she starts talking about issues of, you know, she's a lesbian and talks about issues of growing up in I think it was a Tasmania or somewhere where they didn't support that, and so she had to, you know, she would get beaten up and just all kinds of crazy stuff. So. That was one that I watched that was amazing. And then on the completely other end of the spectrum was the Steve Martin and Martin Short one. I don't know if you watched that.
I didn't.
I love those guys.
That is on my list right after the Maz Gibrani one.
Yes, you have to watch it.
I'm going to. You
don't understand the Martin Short, Steve Martin if you don't watch the Maz Gibrani one.
Right.
I mean,
that's like a prerequisite.
Yeah, you got. I mean, basically the Maz Gibrani one you need to watch, mm-hmm. and then the other specials make sense. Even
right.
the Chappelle, any one of those.
All of the ones that are on there. Yours is like a setup.
Mine is like the pilot episode.
Right.
Because if you don't see mine, I mean, and I'm telling this to everybody who's a comedy fan. If you want, I don't care who you like. Kevin Hart.
Right. You're a great setup for that
it's
one.
It's the master key.
Right. It gets you in. Then you understand.
Yes. So just know that. Maz Gibrani, Immigrant on Netflix. If you watch that, you'll understand every show on Netflix, really.
Right.
Because without
even the ones you previously didn't like, you'll suddenly have a new appreciation for it.
I did that, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Maz Gibrani.
Wait.
We're out of time.
I know. I posted a really great picture of me and Maz on my Instagram, everyone. Go check it out.
Is it a great picture of you or a great picture of Maz?
I put us on a magazine right. cover. I really spent 25 minutes
God,
on this.
Pimped it out.
It's incredible.
You did some Trump stuff right there.
Yeah. I did.
He puts himself on magazines.
I like it.
Yeah. We're on the cover of a magazine.
So
Travel.
September 8th.
September 8th.
So will you come back?
Well, that's the thing is, it's a show's on Saturday, and I'm in Sacramento on Friday.
Why don't you come on Thursday? It's the 6th.
He's going to be in Sacramento on Friday.
Sacramento Friday is a lot of
rewrite his whole life.
Yeah.
Well, it's just awesome to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my god!
If you guys are at all, I know you guys are early morning people, but if you have the energy. Come out, please. And you will then know where the Norse Theater is.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to support NPR, but, you know. Just,
I'll get you free tickets. You're not supporting.
Perfect. You kidding me? Monster Brody, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And Vinny.